Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen Free Mindset. I'm so glad you're here. Now, let's talk about something that hits us all in the feels. Food, not just the deliciousness of it, but how our relationship with food can get tangled up with our emotions. Ever find yourself reaching for a pint of ice cream when you're feeling down or stressed eating those chips after a long day? Yeah, me too. It's like our brains have this hardwired, comfort food button we just can't resist. But what if I told you there's a better way to deal with those emotional rollercoaster rides without turning to the pantry for a quick fix? We're diving into mindful eating strategies today, folks. We'll learn how to become more aware of our eating habits and use food as fuel rather than a band-aid for our feelings. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindful eating? Sounds like another trendy diet fad. But trust me, this is about so much more than just counting calories or restricting yourself. It's about tuning into your body, understanding its signals, and making conscious choices about what and how much you eat. Think of it as a superpower for emotional regulation. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when we're talking mindful eating. First off, slow down. Seriously, take your time with every bite. Put down those forks and phones, savor the flavors, and really pay attention to the textures and aromas of your food. It's like giving yourself a mini vacation for your senses in the middle of your day. And you know what? When we eat slower, we naturally feel fuller quicker. No more overeating because we were distracted or just shoveling food down our throats. Second, check in with your body. Before you even reach for that cookie, I see you, ask yourself. Am I truly hungry, or am I just bored, stressed, or feeling a wave of emotion? Recognizing the difference between physical hunger and emotional cravings is game-changing. If it's the latter, try finding a healthier way to cope with those feelings. A walk, some deep breathing exercises, calling a friend, before you go for the sugary fix. Third, ditch the distractions. That means no TV, no scrolling through your phone, and absolutely no news channels while you eat. Focus on your food, your senses, and the experience of nourishment. It's like giving yourself permission to be fully present in that moment, which is a pretty powerful thing. Next up, choose wisely. This doesn't mean going on some crazy restrictive diet or depriving yourself. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your body and soul. Opt for whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, the good stuff. And remember, treats are okay in moderation. It's all about balance and finding what works best for you. Finally, be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be days when you slip up, when cravings take over, or life just gets in the way. But that's okay. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep trying. Every small step counts towards building healthier habits and a stronger relationship with food. Now, let me share a quick story that really hit home for me. I used to be a notorious stress eater. Whenever things got hectic, I'd find myself raiding the pantry for chips, cookies, anything sugary and salty that promised a temporary escape. But it never actually worked. The sugar rush would fade, leaving me feeling even more drained and guilty. One day, I realized I was letting my emotions dictate my eating habits. So, I started practicing mindful eating, really paying attention to what I was eating, how it made me feel both physically and emotionally. And you know what? It changed everything. I started to notice a difference in my mood, my energy levels, even my sleep. Food became less of a crutch and more of a source of nourishment and joy. It wasn't about deprivation, it was about finding a healthier way to connect with myself and my body. And that's the real power of mindful eating. Remember, folks, you are in control of your relationship with food. You have the power to make conscious choices that support your well-being. So take those small steps, be kind to yourself, and watch how mindful eating can transform your life. Now, before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest struggle when it comes to emotional eating? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen Free Mindset, so you never miss an episode packed with tips and tricks for a happier, healthier you. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.